that is bathed to understand the Veda, leading to oneness and not to bipartite or not to many branches.
Achha.
The Veda has given many branches, you can accept any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the meaning of the Veda.
Yes,
it is ekayana, leading to us one.
Mula
Veda Skandha. Veda is a skandha and his branch is only one.
Let's finish the number. This one devotee here, Maharaj, you've never met before, Chitraketu. He's from England.
When have you come from England?
About two years ago.
And where are you living?
I'm staying in Chandrayamadi.
Mayapur, Takshinagar.
Oh, you are continuously living in Mayapur. But you did not come to visit here?
I haven't yet, ma'am. For the first time.
You are engaged in? What service?
I'm on the staff of the Samadhi building.
Samadhi. Construction.
Oh, Samadhi construction.
Yeah.
And that? What the?
Surabhi Swami.
Surabhi. Surabhi is a new man.
Surabhi Aliantham. He's the architect, Maharaj. He's the architect for the Samadhi.
But Surabhi.
Surabhi Abhipalayantam. Swami.
Surabhi Abhipalayantam. Swami. And the disciple of?
Swami Maharaj.
Swami Maharaj.
Yes.
Complete.
Yes.
But I did not hear his name.
No.
That was under Satyadhanu or Satya.
Satyanarayan, you
think. Satyanarayan. They are the engineers. Yeah. All right.
He's the architect.
He's the architect. Well and good. How do you feel?
How do you feel?
At present.
How do I feel?
Inner encouragement that you are going, doing the most. You are in connection with the highest conception of reality. It is satisfying your heart.
Yes,
what have you? The engagement is very restful. Heart is being satisfied by the duty you discharge. It should be like that. Heart's inner satisfaction, you must feel that you are engaged in a very holy and divine duty. You try to, with this attitude, to approach your duty. That this is in the way of the highest fulfillment of my life, where I am engaged, fortunately. We are engaged in the worldly affairs, preaching self-pleasure, but the divinity has attracted me all from my country here, and he has given me the chance to approach beyond the space and time to my highest goal. So that devotee, divine duty, pure devotee, devotion, duty, fortunately you have got. And your stars. But you should thank your stars. That is my name. That you have come from far away to such a type of divinity. Guru Hari Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Guru Hari Bo. Jaina Bhanugyato must have approval from the inner heart that I am doing the right thing. So many things to engage ourselves, attracting us on up from all sides, but we must concentrate in the service which is given to us by the higher realized souls. Self-abnegation on the negative side and the positive participation in the highest service of the highest conception of divinity. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Striadhish. Samne. Striadhish.
Radhish.
Maharaj, there are also two other devotees from Mayapur, Vidhagda and Satyabhak.
Vidhagda is an old friend. I have seen him many times, but I cannot see the face. I am devoid of sight, eyesight. And you are Parishaman. Parishaman. Parishaman means Harishaman. Parishaman. Parinishthita. Pari means sammak, fully. Paritu means sarvatabhyapi, most extensive. Wherever we cast our glance, we see the same thing. Paribhyapta. Sammakbhyapta. Sammak. Parinishthitopi not gunne, pari means also deeply, very firmly. Parinishthitopi not gunne, uttama sloko dhidaya. Grihita cheta raja reja raja sri akhanam jada dhidavam. Parinishthitopi not gunne, though it is well known to all that I am firmly settled only in the Brahma conception, and no mundane conception can enter into my mind at any time, in any way. It is well known fact, and perhaps it should be admitted by all the stalwarts present here. But that I took the chance of studying this sort of variety, plurality, diversity, coming to oneness after entering into oneness of all consciousness, all conscious, one, not many, no diversity. In this stage I am firmly established. Still I have come, I have come to try with highest regard to study the diversity which already left in the mundane world. Same diversity, same plurality. What's the explanation from me, these gentlemen, these scholars can expect? Uttama sloka dhiraya. Uttama ut udgata tamo yasmat. I have come to in touch of such plurality or diversity which is able to dispel all sorts of science, tamo, ignorance, darkness. This do variety, but here they are common, that they can dispel the darkness, the ignorance. Uttama sloka. And those that are devoid of that ignorance fully, It is best of that. Uttama. Udgata tamo yasmat. And then Utkristanam tamo, superlative degree. It is the highest type. Highest type holds highest quality of dispelling darkness or ignorance. I found it. I had my experience, direct experience, that Krishna Lila, Dyo, full of, it is many, many things, his devotees, his dham, his paraphernalia, so many things, his friends, his exploitation, so many kinds of things. But here it is common that everything he can dispel the darkness. Uttama sloka. And his play, very, very efficient to dispel darkness of different types. Uttama sloka, vrita chita. And so, I have come to be a slave of such leader. I am the witness myself. There's a Krishna Lila, though it seems apparently to be a mundane character, but in reality it is just the opposite, because it can dispel the darkness of different kinds, and it discloses itself with proof, coexisting with it. It is very palatable and also dispels ignorance. Avidya, agyan, it can do away with, and very pleasing at the same time. Very pleasing, very ecstatic. So, more knowledge, more accurate knowledge, and also ecstasy, anandam, chit anandam, chidanandam tanoti. Chidanandam, inner satisfaction, along with dispelling of darkness, of ignorance. These two things I have got from this Krishna Lila. So, the general surface I have left, and I am going up in the domain by discovering new things every moment, a progressing life I have got, coming in touch. So this mundane world is to be compared as per reflection and perverted, and the original world is also of that model, but this is mundane, it is perverted, and that is original. So what we find here, all is there in a very excellent condition, and here it is all in a nasty condition. But the model, ideal of everything that we find here in the shadow, that is already in the substance. And the highest plane of knowledge is not a non-differentiated or non-specified plane. Parinishthitopi nojgunne uttama sloko lilaya grihita cheta rajarsi akhanam yadadhitavam. And now, today, in this meeting of the scholars, I shall try to inaugurate that, what I got from my Reverend revered father. Mahapaurishiku bhayan, ordinary people, they cannot hope to be a student of such teachings. I consider you are a bona fide student to receive this sort of learning, education, study. So I like to deliver That great thing to you. Great thing. Mahapurushiku bhavam. You do not aspire after ordinary things. You want something great. It seems to me that you want something great, not ordinary thing. Mahapurushiku. Purushartha, dhammartha, kammoksha. These are ordinary purushartha, ends of life. Aims of life, more ideals of life. But I shall inaugurate here today beyond the purushartha, the object of life, which is not under the limitation of this old stereotype things. Mahapur, Tadidam te vidhasyami, Mahapurushiko bhavam. Adhidavam vyaparadu pitur daipayanagaham. That great knowledge I got from my Divine Father. I shall deal with that today in this assembly of the scholars to you. Before that, there was a difference of opinion amongst the scholars when Maharaj Parikshit told, only 7 days I am to live, and what, how I can utilize this the few days that I can attain my best fortune. Then there are yogis, there are ganis, there are karmis, they came with their own program there. Maharaj, you can take this kasamse dan, samse top, samse yog, all these things. And Maharaj told, only a few days in my hand, and if all of you differ in your opinion to recommend me how I shall use these few days, then what can I do? Please be unanimous. Consult among yourselves and give some unanimous verdict, and I shall do that. Just at the time, Sukadev appeared. And all unconsciously stood up, giving respect to that young man of 16. And he appeared, and you have. Such was the commanding presence of that boy, that young man of 16. And unanimously they told that you are great fortunate, and we are also fortunate that this young man has come, about whom we hear so many stories, but we can't see him. But we like to see him. But anyhow, today, fortunately, the day has come, and all of us want to hear something from his lips. Whatever he would say, we all would also hear along with you. So Maharaj Parikshit took him and put him in a respectful way in the presidential chair. The delivery mancha, the platform, higher from Sukadeva began to talk. Parikshit Maharaj, he is putting questions and he is giving answers in this way. 7 days the whole Bhagavad came with the highest idea of our fate, of how lies our fortune can go up, to what height our fortune may lead us. That was given there. Vyasadeva, already in Mahabharata and other Purana, there is no thought which has not been dealt with there. So far in the world, no such thought can be traced out what is not dealt up by Vyasadeva. All possible thoughts of all different position has been dealt up. And lastly he gave this thought, the Krishna consciousness, as the crown of all the thoughts. Embracing all, and also superseding all, that has been given by him, wherever he be, maybe, and is cleverly delivered by Sukadeva Srila Goswami, couched in scholarship also. There is no poverty in scholarship in Bhagavatam, but something more, above scholarship, something more has been given there. So, these are the salient points which that given Sankhya, these are the most important points. If you can understand, then we can easily enter into the domain of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. What does Gaudiya Vaishnavism mean? The salient points. We must be very particular to know and understand, to inquire and understand these 10 points. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has given Dasamul. In Nimbarka Sampradaya there is Dasamul. The 10 points, the important 10 points in Nimbarka. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has given Dasamul. And the beginning with Amnaya Prahatattam Harimya Paramam Sattva-Shaktim Rasabdhim Tadbhinnam Samstha Jeevam Prakriti Kabalitam Tadbhimuktamstha Bhavat Bhila Bhila Prakasam Sakalam Vihari Sadhanam Suddha Bhaktim Saddham Yat Pripthim Evattu Vadeshati Hari Gaura Chandra Swayam Sa. That is summary. This slok is the summary of the of all the points we are to know in Gaudiya Vaishnava. And then also other 9, perhaps elucidating the 10 points one by one. The 10 points are mentioned in the first sloka, and the other sloka the explains the 10 points one by one. And Prabhupada also has given here the 10. It is 10 or 12. What is the number?
In this particular Shankha?
Yes. 10. 10 points or 12 points.
Mm-hmm. Eh? Yes, for number 1.
No. How many?
2, 10. 4, 6.
The number?
8.
Total number?
12.
12. So if we can understand these 12 points, then we can easily understand the whole of Gaudiya Vaishnava. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. In different ways. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Nice.
Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
What's
the time?
Maharaj, the 10 points in the Nimbarka Sampradaya coincide with Bhaktivinoda's 10 points? Are they different?
Somewhat different. That should be. Dasamul.
Sri Maharaj, Dvitiya number, Vaishankha Vani, say Dvitiya number, say, Vaikta, Janasami, take what's the problem, ma?
Yeah.
Acha.
What is that?
Let's see. Acha, two types of bhakti. It's having shuddha bhakti, and then viddha. So viddha is not English, it could be expressed in different ways. Viddha.
That means there's a mixed contaminated.
Mm-hmm. Then also Sambhog.
Shuddha. Shuddha bhakti, the pure devotion. Unalloyed devotion, not unalloyed. The alloy may be mixed with karma, gyan, yoga, etc. They are alloy. And the fleeting is Navidas. Navidas, karma, gyan. They are mixed, alloyed. Alloyed and unalloyed, Shuddha and Vidha. Vidha means alloyed and unalloyed devotion, that is Shuddha. And what is the opposite of bhakti? Navidas, karma, gyan. Ganadi, Adi means yog, Chaitilla, etc. Hari Krishna.
Then he's talking about the Ashray and Vishay Vigraha. Ashray and Vishay Vigraha.
Ashray and Vishay Vigraha, yes.
Now it compares Radha Krishna.
Ashray means the negative side, the potency, and the Vishaya means Krishna in his different expression. Isha Tattva, Krishna, Bhagavat Tattva, and Bhagavat Shakti Tattva. Shakti Tattva is Ashraya, potency. After Radharani, Yashoda, Nanda, all these, predominated mighty, that is Ashraya. And predominating mighty, positive, that is Vishaya. Vishay Krishna, Narayana, Ram, Baladev, all these are Vishay Tattva. They are the enjoyer class. And the enjoyed, that is the Ashray Tattva, the potency. Potency and the possessor of potency.
And Gaur Gadadhar?
Gadadhar is Ashray. And the Gaur, he is Vishaya. But Vishaya has taken the mood. The nature of Ashraya, that is go, but combined. Reality, Krishna, when he has got, he has taken the posing of Radhika, that is go. And the inaugurator of Nam Sankirtan, Gaur Narayan, he is Vishaya, avatar. And the Gauranga, both Radha Krishna combined, really he is Krishna, but in the mood of Radhika. And then he has accepted the nature of Radhika. Krishna, when he is searching after himself, trying to test what sort of ecstasy is in him, self-searching. Self-searching Krishna is Gauranga. What sort of ecstasy there can be within him? Self-introspection, searching, trying to understand himself, his own wealth, taking the mood of his devotee. That is Gauranga. Sabhajana, vibhajana, and also distributing it to others. Making inquiry to himself, and what he gets, he distributes to others. Sabhajana vibhajana prayojana avatari. What is sabhajana? How he can satisfy himself to search that and to give that clue to the public? That is Gaura. When Krishna is searching, then what is peculiarity in him, searching, and what he gets, he distributes to others. Svabhajana, vibhajana, dividing. His own bhajan, how he should be worshipped, how he should be served, while he inquires and gives it out to the public. That is Gaura. And he is distributing himself to the public. That is Gauranga. Svabhajana. How he should be served. Serving himself, he is showing to the public that how he should be served. And for that, he had to take the mood of Radharani to search himself. What is there?
Why should others come to him? What is he? And then he himself is giving to others. Krishna is Guru. When Krishna himself is Guru, then he is Gaurav. Guru Rupa Harin Gaurang, Radha Rujiru Javadang, Nittang Naumi Navadive Namaki Tananatami. Guru Rupa Hari, Guru Rupa Hari, Gauravag Vigrahanga Vande Gaurangam Gauravai Bhavang Gaurav Sankirtanam Mattam Gaurakav. Guru Rupa Hari, when Krishna himself is Guru, he is Guru, he is Gaurav. Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Hari Gaur.
So, with char number niche, or ekta, English is a kikore, mani. English is a kikore, prakash koro jai.
What is that? What is that?
Ekane bolchi, purva rag, man, prema vaichitta, or pravas.
The union and separation.
Yes, start with vipralamba.
Vipralamba. The four kinds of name separation. Amongst the friends, when there is separation, that may be classified into four points. Purvarag. Purvarag, before meeting, both the parties, not actual meeting, but anyhow, come in some remote connection. Either the name or the portrait, something. First saw the name or the tone of the fruit. Not sin actually, no practical union. Real meeting, but have some connection. Either the sound of the fruit or a picture or the name itself. Krishna Naam, and Krishna heard of Radha Naam, in this way, but not actual meeting took place so long. That is, and there is a separation, pang of separation. The name is so sweet, they can't contain himself or herself. Radharani, when Krishna Naam entered her ear, she was perched. So sweet a name is possible in the world. A reaction and some pain there also. I can't meet. So sweet a name. Who possesses such a sweet name? Whose playing of the flute, the so sweet sound, I can't meet him. A pang of separation. That is Purvarag. Purvarag, that is also separation. Before meeting Varag, Purvarag. Then, but then man. Next, man. Man. Man means after meeting, when there is some difference between them, in trifle matters, but it actually comes to happen. This is the very nature of love. Rupa Goswami says, Ahiriva gati premno sabhava kuti labhavet. Just as the serpent goes by this carved way, not straight. It is nature to go in that way. It is not a diseased going. When serpent going, it is nature that he will go in this. So, Rupa Goswami says, just like that, the progress, the path of love is also like that. Ato juno heto rahetuscha, juno manav bhudanti. So, sometimes with some trifle cause and sometimes with no cause. such feelings is must come. Nothing is, no, he is neglecting me, he wants to avoid me, some sort of sentiment comes, and from thereby I don't like your company. Of course the 100% liking and 100% aspiration is there, but still for the time being such some opposite sentiments spring up from the underground. For the time being, some sort of clash in the sentiment, and they avoid the company, one avoid the company of the other. I don't like. That is man. Then,
prema vaichitta.
Prema vaichitta. Jealousy is rises to a such a degree that they are already together, but still some sort of thought comes within and makes them to think that is power having. So, it is the one occasion is the example is given, and Radharani, this is all in the Madhura Rasa, not in other rasa. When Radharani is standing by Krishna, her shadow is reflected in the body of Krishna. But anyhow, the Yogamaya has managed to rise in her mind that, oh, another lady is closely fixed in his body. She came, and the jealousy sprang in such a way, what is this? Another lady is within him. How it can be tolerated? So he revolts, his mind revolts. Then Dolita Devi perhaps was there, some sakhi. He anyhow pushed her. What do you do? It is your own reflection there. Then he again came to sense. She again came to sense. So then he particularly noticed and found that, oh, it is mind shadow. Then immediately and gone. This is something like prema vaichitta. The example has given like that. And the pravas. Of course, when by circumstances it is arranged, that is one leaves the other, that Krishna went to Mathura to attend other duties. And they are apparently neglected. And that is pravas. If it is for some time, limited time, that is sudur pravas and the adur pravas, something, two types of pravas. Pravas prakishto, when one has left the country and gone to far off place, then the separation, that is pravas. So four types of separation pangs between the lovers and beloved, lovers or love, lover and beloved or something, what do you say? Yes, pangs of separation, those heavy bold rulers, this is all very high type. We should not indulge in these topics carelessly. That will do some harm in our real realization in future, because the mundane characteristic is possible to be carried there. The mundane experience may try to take us down with much caution. What we conceive, it is not in that plane. It is in higher and higher planes. So we are not getting the real picture of things here. This is adulterated picture. It is alloyed picture of the conception of the original thing. We should take it in our mind. Not unalloyed, conception of the thing. With discussion, we have to deal with them. Gaul Hari Bol, 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 Gaul Hari Bol. Nidai Gaul Hari Bol, Nidai Gaul Hari Bol, Nidai Gaul Hari Bol.
I was told.
Who is here?
This is Vidagda.
Vidagda Madhav, yes, Vidagda.
I was told that Swami Maharaj, he wrote one sannyas that the goal is to cultivate this feeling of separation from Radha Krishna. This feeling of separation is the mood, perhaps the goal of a Vaishnava.
What does he say?
Swami Vaishnava, I'm there, Prabhupada. Ekjan sannyasi ke ekachiti pati rechen. Ebang lakachen je sannyase pradan ani labaniya vishay hoche e vipralamba bhav anubhav kora. To shete sambandhe uni jan.
Sambhog is to cultivate about sambhog that is more dangerous. And the separation that is little safe. To have separation, it is more safe to deal separation of the high type, but the union is very, very dangerous to deal with. That is the call. We may participate to separation a little, though we should think that it is not of this plane. The separation, the pain of separation is not of this plane. But still, the separation is less injurious. With the caution, we may talk a little about that. But the samhoga is will be very, very dangerous when Radha Govinda Sakhi is there, combined and there, enjoying their company one another, that will be very, very dangerous to discuss or to think or to deal in any way from this mundane plane. A great offense it will create. That is the idea.
Maharaj, sometimes.
So direct handling is more injurious. Indirect handling of separation, as Mahaprabhu is showing, that is helpful to a certain extent. Mahaprabhu, the devotees, they are showing so many parents can't tolerate the separation of Krishna. Kaha Krishna, ka pranamad vajandarambam. Who I can't tolerate even my own living or my existence without Krishna, without His grace, without His company. I can't maintain this undesirable existence. All these may help to a certain extent to us. But we are not to imitate that, but as the highest ideal, respectfully we are to look out. And that will help us to brush aside our anatta. How intense one's feeling of separation should be about Krishna. And we don't think, and if some tears come, then we may not think that we have realized that stage, that sort of danger should be avoided. Na prema gandhasti, as Mahaprabhu says, they have not a drop of love, divine love in me. Otherwise, how can I maintain this mundane life?